Welcome back to New York Sports and Beyond. Bill Daughtry with Mary Ellen Adepietro. She is one of the race organizers for the upcoming Shelter Island 10K run, which celebrates its 35th year, and you've got a pretty big name in the house this year, Mary Ellen. First of all, welcome to the show, and tell us about the upcoming race.
Okay, well, first of all, I want to thank you and the ESPN Radio for the opportunity that you're giving us for the Shelter Island 10K. It is in its 35th year, so it's a historic race that started out by three local guys on the East End who were very avid runners, and they enjoyed the excitement of an elite field, but it also was the 80s, so they wanted to bring about the everyday runner, competitive runner, everyday runner, to experience this great 10K race on Shelter Island, which is one of the most beautiful courses that's been labeled that in running world. So we did that, and Shelter Island's motto is, you know, to give back and to, you know, let everybody, all our guests and people that come to the island, experience the warmth of the people, because that's what really makes Shelter Island quite special. Is not only you have the locals that have been here for hundreds of years, but you have our year-round residents and our second homeowners. And we really all get together quite well, and we do a lot of charity work, and we volunteer for a lot of different organizations. So we like to welcome people and also find a way to raise money. And that's what the 10K is all about, is giving back.
And, of course, in addition to it sounding like a very festive occasion, like you guys really want to have a good time and are used to and know how to do that, this year's race benefits the East End Hospice. Tell us about that organization.
East End Hospice, unfortunately, it's, gosh, they serve way too many people, I think. As a nurse, I was a St. Vincent's trained nurse. I'm used to seeing a lot of, you know, awful things and terminally ill patients going through, you know, basic awful tragedies, and their families and the care that they get from East End Hospice is they're given such support when they really need to. So East End Hospice serves the East End in such a wonderful way. It serves not only, you know, hospice all around, serves everybody, but East End has just the quality of care, and the personnel who actually run East End Hospice are wonderful people. So we're happy to, you know, support them, as well as the Timothy Hill Children's Ranch, which our founder, Cliff Clark, is very, very much a part of. It's a safe haven for boys 10 to 21 who are otherwise would probably be in the jail system, but they're given a very safe environment, and they work with horses. It's kind of a ranch atmosphere in Riverhead, and they have values and actually feel loved by people. And there's a lot of boys who have come out of there that it has changed their lives dramatically. So we're happy to support them. And then we are our own Shelter Island 10K Community Fund, which gives back to not only the senior programs and the local youth programs on the island, but we also help our organization, the Red Cross, the Beshomic Preserve, the Shelter Island Historical Society, the American Legion, the library. So it's kind of the three charities are just wonderful charities, and we do our best to, you know, focus on them and give them all our attention that we should be giving them.
Bill Daughtry with Mary Ellen Adepietro. She's one of the race organizers for this year's Shelter Island 10K run, which celebrates its 35th anniversary on June the 21st. And Olympic silver medalist, former New York City Marathon champion, current Boston Marathon champion, Mebka Flezi will be running in this year's field, not only running, but he's also taking a part in a lot of the events of the day.
Yes, Mebka Flezi is somebody who we've wanted for a few years now, and our sponsors, Dr. Frank Adepietro, who's my husband, and Harry Hackett, decided to really try to get him this year. So we got him in early March. We talked to his brother, Howie, and Howie said, you know, Meb has read about your run and really does want to come out this year and support you. So we were so excited, although he was in training for the Boston Marathon. We couldn't speak to him directly, but through his brother Howie, we knew that this was the kind of place that Meb wanted to come to and give back to, you know, our running community in an informal way, because Shelter Island, he'll be walking around town, he'll be able to shake hands with the runners, talk to the runners, and it's going to be an environment that I think Meb needs now, because he's been on many publicity tours since Boston. So he's going to, I think it's going to be a race that he's going to enjoy. And Joan Benoit Samuelson, who's the first women's gold Olympian, has been here, and she's coming back this year. She actually wrote the foreword to his book, Run to Overcome. So she and Meb are going to be sort of a 1-2 punch with our local track athletes and the actual community and runners coming to the race. So we're happy. We've wanted to get him, and it just everything fell into place this year. Meeting him the night before the Boston Marathon with our 12-year-old son was just a great experience, talking to him and myself having, you know, my husband ran Boston the last 6 years, and I was in the grandstands when the bombs went off last year. So having the whole experience change for me this year was really something special just for me personally. And for meeting Meb the night before and have him talk about how this race he was going to leave his heart and soul on the streets of Boston, it just the whole thing couldn't have come together better for me. And I think for Meb, just his win this year, being 39 years old, was just amazing. It was an exceptional feat. It just was meant to be, wearing the names of the four people who passed away at the Boston Marathon last year, and just everything played so well. And his love for this country is just amazing. His story of coming from this small village in Africa and 10 children, his parents bringing 10 children over, and all 10 of his siblings are just wonderful, wonderful people. Howie, his brother, is articulate, just so happy to be here in America. And my son, who's an avid sports fan, was thrilled to meet Meb, and also thrilled that Meb and his brother Howie were big fans of Chris Paul, who's his favorite basketball athlete. So it just, everything worked out so well this year, and we're just looking forward to having Meb come and showing him our island and the people on the island, and giving our runners that come to Shelter Island a chance to talk to and be inspired by an amazing man. And not only him, but Joan Benoit Samuelson. She's amazing as well.
Now, I was going to say, one of the historic names in the world of running, as you pointed out, first woman Olympic champion, first woman to win Boston, just an iconic individual in her own right. Tell us, if you would, Mary Ellen, about the actual 10K course, which includes Joey's Mile, and how people can sign up and get involved in this event.
Okay, well, the run starts out at the school. And as I said, the Shelter Island School has, I think we go K through 12, and we have about 230 kids that go to school there. And most of the kids volunteer for the race in some way or another. They're doing something. So you start out by the school, running down past St. Mary's Church towards the one-mile mark. St. Mary's Church is ringing its bells, as it has been. It'll be doing it for the 35th year. And the runners, some of the runners who have been here a long time, really just listen for those bells going off as they start their run. And then they turn and go down this beautiful road that you have a horse farm on your left. You look up on top of the hill and you see the water in front of you, Gardner's Bay. Follow that road down, and then you turn towards Daring Harbor. Now, at this 2-mile mark, is where the Cub Scouts and the Girl Scouts are there to give you water and to cheer you on. So you go past that and you're going to the village of Daring Harbor, and they are gracious about letting us use their roads because they're their private village every year. And they certainly are part of our community, and they are have been gracious over the last years. And there's some beautiful homes there, and you run along the water, and it's just a beautiful sight. Ambrose Salmini of Salmini Films and Yes HD Running has filmed the race the last few years, and he's got great pictures and photos of just the runners running down this road right along the water. And then you're coming up, you're sort of hit the 4 mile mark, 4.5 miles, and you slowly, it's a slight incline. You don't really notice it, but as an elite runner, and if you're really running for time, this is when you have to save your energy for that point, because it's a slight incline through to Joey's Mile, the 5th mile. Now, Joey's Mile is dedicated to Lieutenant Joseph Theiner, who was a local young man on the island that we all knew. He actually helped out in many of the runs, and his mom and his brother, with a bunch of the local kids, lined the route, the 5 to 6 mile till you go to the finish line field, with American flags. And I can tell you the emails and the feedback, people said it's the most inspiring thing they've ever seen during a race. And his mother has a big banner that she has with his image and his name and the dedication. And it just brings our community, it shows everybody what our community is about, because we are there for each other. And we're there for all our guests that are running the race. So we have that line with the American flags, and you come onto the finish line field, and the last 1/4 mile of the run is run along our baseball fields, our soccer fields. So you come in, it's kind of like a different than most runs, because you're coming from the asphalt onto a field. But once you get to that point in time, you just, you know, it's usually hot. We've had a lot of steamy races, and it's just the feeling that you get when you finish the race, you get your medal, and the people, the volunteers come and greet you. It's an amazing experience. It's a great run. It's for good causes, and we try to make it special every year. And our goal is to greet all our runners the same way, whether they be from Shelter Island or be from elsewhere.
Yeah, I mean, Mary Ellen, if you ever get out of the nursing profession, you have a future in radio. You just painted a very beautiful word picture, I got to tell you.
Well, this run is, you know, is really sort of a passion for me. I started running it in the 80s when I, you know, was at St. Vincent's. I came out and started running it, and then brought my husband out here, and he's actually run 38 New York marathons. So he's,
wow.
You know, I've done 14, but he did 38. And the passion I have for this run and the history of it, the Cliff Clark, we've had Fred LeBeau out here. We've had Greta Waitz has come out here and run this course. Bill Rogers has been here, and hopefully he's coming back. We've had a lot of Olympians, a lot of very, very gracious, wonderful people who have gone back to their worlds and talked about the 10K. And I think the best thing that we can do is to provide a good race for people. We have a lot of volunteers who work very hard on the event. And I think, you know, if you came out, you would just see the community and the love. And I think Meb's going to see it this year. You know, I read a article from the Boston Globe after we were still in Boston from John Powers. And if you read that article, it just, the time of his life, it just gives you what Meb's character is, and thanking, you know, when President Obama called him, thanking him for the opportunity that the United States gave him. Just that, everything that Meb stands for in this article is what Shelter Island is and what the people of Shelter Island are. So, you know, giving them a chance to meet this great man and shake hands with him and talk to the, as we said, I have invited all the East End track clubs to come for a community talk on the Friday before the race. And a lot of them are coming just to, you know, hear his story. And then Joan Benoit is a very inspirational, motivational speaker. And to hear these, for these young kids to hear these stories, and if it makes one of them, you know, changes their life in some way, that, you know, that is worth it for all of us. And for us to provide that for them, to give them the opportunity, we're happy to do that. We're happy to have people meet these people face to face, because we, you know, a lot of these real top athletes, you can't get near them. They're so, you know, they have so many security guards and stuff. And running, it's kind of not like that. Running is, you know, you're running a race, so you're with everybody. And I think to meet some of the legends, if you really love running and you love to, you know, the history and the legends, then walking up to these great people and shaking their hands. And I know we have a girl, Janelle Krause, who sits on our board, and she does the elite program. And she gave water to Greta Waitz when she was young, and that inspired her. She was an All-American for Wake Forest. It inspired her deeply, just that one meeting, and she kind of went to this school and just stared at her. And she said, I just knew at that point that I really wanted to do more with running. And I think it's hard in other sports to meet people. You need to meet your heroes. But in, you know, that's what we're giving to people, a chance to meet their heroes and actually talk to them and get to know them.
Final thing, Mary Ellen, it sounds like an event that is a must-see event, especially in its 35th year. You've given us a running Hall of Fame just in this conversation. How many people have signed up for the race? How big can the field be, and where can people sign up?
People can sign up at shelterislandrun.com, or you can go to NYC Runs and sign up there. If you want to contact the Shelter on 10K for further info, the pasta party, the post-race party, you can call 631-774-9499, and one of us will mail you an application if there are those who still do not use the computer, if you can imagine that. We have, most of them here are here on Shelter Island, but there are people that will call and ask us to mail applications, and we will do so. But you can also go to shelterislandrun.com or NYC Runs. One thing, our race is a bit different and unique in that it starts at 5:30 in the evening. So we are a little bit different from most runs. We do have a post-race party after at the Island Boatyard, courtesy of Salt Restaurant, which is free to the runners. It'll be a cash bar, and non-runners will be charged $20, but there'll be live music, and that's always a lot of fun.
Mary Ellen, it sounds like you guys have dotted every I and crossed every T. And again, the 35th annual Shelter Island 10K run coming up on June 21st. Some of the major people in the distance running business will be on hand. And of course, a very competitive field, and a good time will be had by all, whether you run or watch. Mary Ellen, thank you for the time, and like I said, when you decide to stop nursing, give us a call. We'll get you going on the radio.
Well, I want everybody to run Meb and Joni Strong, so come on out and support three great charities.
Come to the Venice Beach of the East Coast. That's the invitation from Randy Cruz. What and where? We'll discuss it next when we talk about hoops in the sun. Here on ESPN New York, 98.7 FM, I'm Bill Daughtry on New York Sports and Beyond.